Here live down in Foxborough, it's Patriots Monday. Glenn Ordway, Michael Holly, Teddy Bruschi, our third man in, and our Monday regular, Vince Wilfork. What's up, big fella?
Man, I'm chilling.
D-Dub. Chilling. You look like you're sweating there.
Yes. Hard work today out there on the field.
Hard work. Well, you had a day off yesterday. What the hell did you expect?
That's exactly what I expect.
No, but during the preseason, though, like we were talking during the break, if you have a Thursday game and you have the next games all the way not to a Saturday, that's the worst week of preseason because the coaches get those extra time and those extra practices to work on or condition however they see fit.
Exactly. Condition is what is put very, very well. Condition, especially at this point in time.
All right, before we get into football, let's ask you about the news of the past week, because you've been brought up in that Yahoo Sports report of allegedly accepting some money from a Miami booster. Yeah, any comments?
I come in about it, and you know I'm done with it. That's all I'm gonna say about it. I'd have moved forward from that day. So I'm looking forward to Detroit, and that's where I'm at right now.
Well, I know you're looking forward to football, but is there somewhere down the road where you might have to? I mean, it was college, obviously.
You know, like I said, I made my comments, and I don't have anything else to say about it. You know, and I move forward from it. Like I said, my main focus right now is to play football. The Detroit Lions this week. That's my main focus. You know, last week in Tampa, everything looked like it was peach and cream, but we had some problems on the field. So my main focus is getting back to football, doing what I do best, is play football, find a better way I can help my teammates. So that's what my focus is.
Well, I will ask you this. When did you become aware of it? When did Yahoo come to you and say, hey, do you want to comment on this? When did you find out about it?
Like I said, I can't even remember, but at this point, that's not even on my mind. I mean, the comments I made them, and I'm done talking about it, you know what I mean? So my focus is football. That's my focus. And this Saturday, Detroit Lions, that's my focus. And I don't have anything really to say about that whole situation. I'd move forward from it. So that's where I'm at.
All right.
I'm just smiling here, fellas, because I knew Vince when he came in as a rookie, and he's come a long way.
Yes, I did, Teddy.
Yes, he has.
Well, we talked a little bit about it, obviously, before you got here in the whole state of college sports, so we were getting into some of the stuff. I respect that you don't want to talk about it. You don't want to be a distraction. You want to move on. I'm just wondering, somewhere down the road, if it becomes a bigger story, if you're going to have to deal with it, but you deal with it at the time. So you said you screwed up on Thursday. That was you personally on Thursday night's game. You said it looked like peaches and cream, but
it looked like peaches and creams.
What'd you screw up?
And I think Bill hit it on the head too when he say, you know, things looked good and it really wasn't, and things looked bad and it really wasn't. So, I mean, you could take the good and bad out that game. Especially in the first quarter, I think, 11 yards rushing in the first quarter, but we still had mental errors, you know, people missed assignments and stuff like that. So you have to tie all that stuff in. In preseason, you're going to have that. You know, we went out and we wanted to, you know, hit the ground running, you know, and we did. Was it mistakes? Yes, it was mistakes. So that's why you have these preseasons and this training camp to, you know what, to work on them, look back at film and correct those things. And that's what we're trying to do this week. You know, Detroit, last year they gave us, you know, a pretty good fight up there, a young, hungry team. And I think, you know, I respect them with the utmost because that's a football team that's growing. I mean, they draft picks they're getting every year is better and better. And they probably have one of the most dominating defensive linemen in the game.
Sure, so, they do.
The rookie William Bishop, I know he's been injured, but, I mean, you just see where they're heading with that team. And, you know, they're heading in the right direction. So it's going to be another chance for us to play a good opponent, offense, to see, you know, some pretty good defense up front. And for us to go in and look at, you know, a good receiver, good quarterback and backs and stuff. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full. So we always up for the challenge. Bill is always challenging us. Teddy will tell you that. So he don't expect nothing more but our best. And we try to give it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't, but that's what coaching's for. We both learn, the coaches and the players, we learn as time goes, and we just try to get on the same page.
Yeah, third preseason game, Vince. I mean, you're probably going to get a lot of time. But usually the third preseason game, you play a half, possibly see the third quarter. Looking at that Detroit offensive line, Dominic Raiola, center. You know, someone you've probably seen already. What do you see about him?
Quick. He's a typical center in his league. A smaller guy, but quick, strong. And he orchestrates that offensive line to the T. I think when you have a leader on your team and on your line like that, in our case, you know, we have Copen, same thing. When you can have an offensive lineman just put guys in the right positions and make calls and have everybody in sync, that's a positive for your football team. And he's one of them. I mean, playing him last year, I could just remember him calling out, you know, different protections, different things. And, you know, they reacted. And like I said, they gave us a run for our money last year. Second half, we kind of pulled away. But at the same time, they played some pretty good football. And he's one of the guys you can credit on that offensive line. He got those guys, and they rallied around him. And you know what? With a receiver out there like that boy out there.
You got Megatron out there.
Exactly.
Right.
So, I'm pretty sure they happy with, you know, where they at. And I'm pretty sure they want to grow. Yeah. But they definitely have an outstanding football team to grow with.
How do you feel in terms of preparation? I mean, you didn't play in the first preseason game. This second one was your first game, and then now you've got game three. Not to tell any secrets here, but you guys probably won't play in game four. Some guys won't play in game four. How do you feel? Do you feel like you are on pace like you were in previous years, or do you feel the effects of the lockout?
You know, I can only speak for myself. Some guys may feel different. Myself, I feel pretty good. Going out there and playing, you know, two quarters last week, I really felt pretty good condition. Not saying I'm in the tip-top shape, but I'm in pretty good football shape where, I'm comfortable where I'm at. So I'm comfortable with Bill saying, hey, you got to play four quarters this week, and I'm comfortable with Bill saying, hey, I'm going to sit you this week. Either one of those I'm comfortable with. But the person I am, I like to play. I love to play football. So I want to be on the field with my teammates, but I'm very comfortable with my condition where I'm at right now. And, it's going to get better, and that's one thing I think around the league, guys came in and coaches, all these organizations came in not knowing where their team's going to be physical. Mm-hmm. And we were one of them. Everybody was in that. And for the most part, like I say, Bill challenged us, with the conditioning. And he runs, some teams don't run after practice. Well, we run after practice. We run during practice. So Bill tried to put us, close.
It sounds like a lot of running.
Yeah. For a big guy, that's
that's why he's sweating so much.
For a big guy, that could be very, very challenging at times. But you know what? Bill always, we won a lot of games around here late in the season. And that was one of the reasons we learned it. And he always say, put it in the bank. You never know when you might need on that extra condition to go that extra inch or that extra 10 yards to get off the field, or extra 2 yards to get in the end zone from an offensive standpoint. So when you're in situations like that, you kind of think back at times like this, training camp, preseason, when you out there running, sprints, and when you dead tired, when you bleeding, when you're feeling kind of sorry for yourself, but Bill pushing you. Those moments come up in games, and you remember those things. And it makes you appreciate what you go through. But it's not trusting. It's not fun going through it now. Don't get me wrong about that.
See, that's funny. Stacy James here, you talk about running.
Bring me some water.
Not just a bottle of water.
Yeah,
two bottles of water.
Nice and cold.
I feel sorry for you,
Vince, I wanted to get in that defensive line room a little bit. I mean, a lot of the talk was it's still going from 3-4 to a 4-3, and how different terms are going to have to be used around this town when talking about a defense. If you're strictly 4-3, I don't think you're going to be strictly 4-3, but a term that might not have been used a lot is gap integrity. When you play that 4-3, and how these you defensive linemen got to be in that A or that B gap and stay consistent in those gaps. So, has there been any talk about that? How you have got to penetrate one gap, stay in that gap, and maintain gap integrity?
Well, Teddy, from best. With a Bill Belichick football team, he liable to put anything out there on the field.
Right.
So. We can't sit here and say we're going to run this scheme, we're going to run that scheme. From Bill Belichick, he look at it, what he have, and from a defensive line standpoint, whatever he feel comfortable with doing, he's going to do. He's going to try because he have a lot of guys that can play more than one position on his football team, not just defensive line. I mean, on his football team, where you can see guys move around. Like last year, you saw me move around from nose to different both end spots. That's what Bill like. Bill like a guy that can move around, that can, you know, if we want to throw a wrinkle, we can throw a wrinkle, and he's okay with that because he's going to go through the proper steps, and he feel comfortable with putting those people in those situations. So whatever he throws out, trust me, we're going to be prepared. If it don't work.
You know, also, I mean, on a down-to-down basis, it can be a 3-4, then it can go to a 4-3. As a defensive lineman, though, your mind thought, what you're thinking up here, you hear the huddle, 34 cover 2, you break the huddle, here it comes out, what you're thinking on that play, and then the shift in your mindset going to this down, okay, we're in a 4-3 now. What's the shift there? What's the mentality shift as a defensive lineman?
Well, it's basically just knowing your playbook. You got to know when you get certain calls into the game, what is your job on that? Sometimes it's like I say, rushing upfield. Sometimes it's two-gapping. But you have to be in the classroom. You have to understand, a good defensive lineman or a good football player will understand where the rest of the guys around him, where they're at.
Right.
What's their job? And at times you have to know that. And myself, I look at a lot of film and I study a lot of things and, you know, I play a lot of positions on the defensive line. So I have to know that. I take pride in knowing that. But once you get a call, you kind of know, hey, you have to switch from a two gap to a penetrate. You got to go vice versa. You got to, you know, we stunting on this play. Or no, you sitting back, you taking the double team on this play. So you have to you have to be on your toes at all times because you can get it any time with the Bill Belichick defense.
Hey, Vance, you ever been to the Apollo Theater? When they drag you off the stage, they drag you, they come out.
Do they drag you, they boo you off the stage.
Well, you're not being booed off, but I saw.
I'm not being booed, okay.
No, you're not being booed off,
so you're
right?
Kicking me, you guys kicking me off, it's
I'm
all
not
good.
Kicking you.
It's all good.
I see Bill Belichick in the next room. I'm thinking, let's you.
Yeah, it's time to go.
You know what they said?
You want to hang out with him?
Sorry, Bill.
You can stay hanging around.
No, I'm okay.
You all right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll let you go hydrate, and we'll see you here next week.
All right, guys.
All right, have a good one, Vince. Bye-bye. Vince Wilfork.